listening to the From the Inside Out podcast, your resource for inspiration, motivation, and loving the skin you're in. Let's welcome your host, personal trainer, and the author of The Skinny Sexy Mind, Trish Blackwell.
Hey guys, Trish Blackwell here, and this is episode number 11 of From the Inside Out podcast. I'm so pleased that you joined with me. I can't believe we're at episode number 11. So if you've been with me from the start, thanks so much for your consistency and your listening, and I just appreciate you being here. Today we're talking about creating courage. And the concept of courage has been on my mind a lot recently. I just came back from a weekend in San Diego where I was a presenter for Todd Durkin at his 3.5-day mentorship. Not a big deal, small presentation, a small group of people, 35 at most, but for me, that was my first real, legitimate presentation, and I was excited and terrified and just a lot of things balled into one. And it took courage to stand up in front of everyone and believe in myself and believe that I had something great to say and believe that I could be myself. I didn't know if I'd be very nervous. I certainly didn't know if I would come across authentically. And I hope that I did. The feedback was that I did. But the hardest thing about the whole process was literally just having the courage to walk to the front of the room. And once you start talking, it's easy. It was actually fun. It was great. I had a fantastic time. I learned a lot about how I can improve my presentation skills. And I learned what worked and what didn't. And so, you know, the thing about courage is I think it's we build it up in our minds and we get so scared to do something and we feel like we're not courageous enough to tackle whatever it is that we want to do. The reality is courage is just that kickstart. It's the ignition. It's the light that starts the fire. Once the fire started, it's going to burn. It's lighting that match and getting it started. So in talking about courage, I was talking to my mom and I wanted to find out more about me. It's always a great thing to do is check with your parents if you're able to and ask them about how you were as a child, because a lot of our characteristics as children are great signs to what we become later. And according to my mom, I was reckless. I was a May baby. So by the age of 14 months, when I started to walk she had me at the pool all the time. We lived at the pool. I didn't just walk, I ran. And it's just indicative of how I am today. I do everything quickly. And it's just so funny. As a child, she describes me as reckless, that I was fearless. At 14 months, I was running off of the diving board, the 1-meter diving board. Of course, she was in the water to catch me, but absolutely, absolutely fearless. Compared to my brother, who is a little bit more cautious by nature, she said we were extremely different as children. I would run so much at the pool deck that they would take little wristbands and sweatbands and have to put them on my knees and all over my body so that when I fell, which was frequently, I wouldn't be beaten up and torn up. So, you know, the thing that comes with courage is, yeah, you are going to fall and stumble sometimes, but it's getting back up that matters. And so it was cool to hear from my mom that is part of my nature and that's part of who I am. And I just want you to start thinking about courage in your own life. What is the most courageous thing that you have ever done? And this is something I was, again, speaking to my mother about, asking her what her opinion of courage in her life was. And it's just funny. I look at her and I see an extremely courageous woman, a woman who stepped back from being a nurse so she could raise her kids at home. She homeschooled us for like 6 or 7 years before my brother and I went to boarding school. That took courage. That took courage in finances. She's extremely courageous. She'll try a new sport anytime she feels like it. She's 60 years old and she would do anything, yet she doesn't see herself as very courageous. And so it was really interesting to me just to think about courage differently. I think we have to realize that courage is exemplified differently in each of us. And we all have different levels of courage that we need to tap into. So how I define and express courageous moves in my life is going to be different than what courage is in your life. But what is important is that you cling to that that trait, the character trait of courage itself, because courage will take you far. So my questions for you to start the episode are, what is the most courageous thing that you've ever done physically and emotionally? And for me, I'm going to share that the most courageous thing that I ever did, and my mom agrees, again, because she was a great resource for me last night, was after I graduated from Davidson College, I was a French major. I didn't know where I was going to go. What do you do with a French major when you don't want to teach necessarily French, high school French? I knew I wanted to live in Europe. So I got a job in France working for the French government, and I knew no one. My French was good at that point, but I certainly wasn't great. And I packed 3 bags, I believe. And as a 22-year-old, I showed up in France without knowing anyone, without knowing where to go, without having a place to stay, and sort of just taking life by the horns and going, let's go. I wanted to live in France, and that's all I knew. So I showed up. I remember arriving at the train station in Périgueux, France, with all my bags. I remember looking to the right and then looking to the left and thinking, oh my gosh, where do I go from here? And I didn't know. So my first step was to look for a bus, which there were none. Then I asked for help, and I found somebody gave me directions to walk to a phone store. I didn't know what to ask for. I needed a prepaid plan. I certainly didn't know how to say that in French, but I found a way. So I got myself a cell phone, and then I needed somewhere to live. So I walked around for a few hours before I found a hostel. I found a hostel, was able to store my stuff. Didn't know if the hostel was trustworthy. You never know. And I'd watched some horror movies about people leaving stuff and things happening, but it was my only option. I didn't have money for a hotel. I only had money for a hostel, and I needed to find a place to rent and to live, but I certainly couldn't lug around 3 huge suitcases as I walked through cobblestone streets of a French town looking for an apartment. So I plopped my stuff off at the hostel, armed with my cell phone and my wallet and my passport. I found a place to convert money over because I hadn't done that. I only had US dollars. And this was back in 2005. So accessibility and phones were a lot different, a lot more retro. And finding information was harder. I didn't have internet on my phone. I had to find an internet cafe. So I went to an internet cafe, looked up realtors, called them, was terrified to make my first phone calls in French, but I had to, so I did it. And then finally, I found a great realtor who drove me around, helped me find an apartment, you know, worked with me through the terms of a lease in a language I understood, but you don't learn contract language in college French. So that's my story of arriving to France. And then, you know, I knew at what point I needed to start my job, which was about a week later. So I'd given myself a week to settle in. And I just trusted my gut. I knew that that was the place I needed to be. I knew I needed to be in France. And I knew I wanted to experience France. From that point on, it literally was just that moment at this train station. Well, first, the decision to get on the airplane, decision to go to France, all of that built into that first step forward of, oh my gosh, here I am. What do I do? It's that step forward that took me so beyond my wildest imagination. That year in France absolutely changed and transformed my life. And so my answer to the what is the most emotionally courageous thing I've done, it was, interestingly enough, I think it's the fact that I wanted and knew I needed to start talking about eating disorders and body image and the things that people do in the darkness that so many people do and battle with, the idea of living in a prison within your own body. And I wanted to talk about that. And the courage to start talking about your deepest struggles and your darkest fears and your deepest, most humiliating secrets. I wanted to share my pain so that others wouldn't have to experience that. It took courage. And funny enough, my idea for writing a book, which I feel the most emotionally courageous thing I did, was write my book, The Skinny Sexy Mind, which talks about all that. I made the decision to write a book once I was in France. It was about a month before I moved back from France to the United States. So I'd been living there for about a year. And it's just, I think it's so interesting that one step of courage leads to the next step. Each courageous step that we take in life gives us courage and boldness to keep moving forward. whether that's emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever concept you're thinking about right now, whatever your goal is, it's going to take courage to get there. If you really want to do something extraordinary, if you really want to live a life worth telling a story about, courage needs to be in your toolbox. I got a couple quotes about courage that I just dug up and loved. Walt Disney said, "All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them." That's incredible. It's so, so true. You have to have courage to pursue your goals. Maya Angelou said, "Courage is the most important of all virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You can practice any virtue erratically, but nothing consistently without courage." And I really truly believe that it takes courage to be yourself consistently. And that's something I work on every single day. The courage to be myself consistently. And that means when I'm around others that make me uncomfortable, or when I'm around others where I don't feel as confident, I have to have the courage to be myself. When I'm around others who maybe don't have the same beliefs as I do, whether it's spiritually, religiously, politically, I need to have the courage to speak up and be true to myself and speak what I really believe in. You can't hide yourself or your beliefs under light if you really want to be yourself. And that's what I love about what Maya Angelou said there. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, 'I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along.'" And I just think that's cool. The fact that every time we look fear in the face, we are building our courage bank. So how many times this week have you built your courage bank? How many times have you faced fear and said, "I'm going to move forward anyways"? And that's, it's such a cool concept. I really think we have a bank of courage, because again, the more you practice it, the easier it's going to become. And interest grows on courage, and that's stored up in that bank. W. Clement Stone said, "Have the courage to say no. Have the courage to face the truth. Do the right thing because it is right. These are the magic keys to living your life with integrity." When we're talking about courage, I picked that quote because I'm talking about courage. I'm saying, guys, go pursue your goal. Go do anything you dream you want. Go be you. Sometimes it takes courage to say no, that's something that someone asks you to do is not aligned with your values or aligned with your vision or aligned with your goals. It's courage to say no to the people who are asking too much of you. It's courage to say no to yourself. And we're going to go dig into that a little bit with fitness and nutrition. The courage to say no to some of your cravings that maybe are used to giving into. Ovid said, "Courage conquers all things. It even gives strength to the body." And I'm telling you guys, when I lived in France, I have never felt more alive. And do I think that's because France is a magical place? Part of me does, because France is part of my heart. But really, I think the reason I felt so alive and just empowered that year is because every move I made was based on a bold move, a bold decision, a courage that came from belief that my parents gave me. They believed in me and they taught me to believe in myself. That gave me courage to go do anything that I wanted. And so I think that's the real reason that France was such a transformative year for me. Maxwell, a couple more quotes for you. I know I went a little bit crazy, but Maxwell Maltz said, "We must have courage to bet on our ideas, to take the calculated risk, and to act. Everyday living requires courage if life is to be effective and bring happiness." I'm going to repeat that last line. Everyday living requires courage if you want your life to be effective and if you really want to live a life of happiness. So as we dig into fitness and nutrition and courage in your own life, I want you to think about just your everyday life, how you can start implementing more steps of more speckles and of courage, of courageous thinking, of courageous actions. And I want you to think about it's victory to victory. You don't have to be the most courageous person people have ever seen. It's not going to happen overnight. Just like my mom doesn't see the courage and the courageous woman that she is, I see it. And courage is built step by step, victory to victory. Let's talk about a couple of ways you can implement courage into your current fitness goals. I think first off, it needs to be stated that without courage, you'll never hit any of your fitness goals. The people that are the most successful in the gym or the clients that I've worked with that are the most successful have the courage to stick with what they're working towards when it gets hard. It's easy to give up. It's easy to say that you don't care as much anymore. But the reality is that you do. It takes courage to care about yourself. You know, self-doubt is the number one thing that holds people back in their fitness goals. And self-doubt, it's just fear. And courage, if you think about courage is the conquering of fear. It's the start. It's the match that lights the fire. And sometimes you have to remind yourself that what you're doing is courageous. That each step, if you're training for a 5K, each time you go out there, I don't care if you're running yet. I don't care if you're walking 10 minutes and jogging one with the hopes to get up to a full 5K of jogging. It takes courage every day you go out there and you say to yourself, I am a runner and I'm going to run this 5K. Don't make you get lost in the idea of the little ways in which courage is part of your fitness life. It takes courage to pursue your goals, to admit that you need to take better care of yourself and that your body and that you're willing to make major changes in your lifestyle to do so. It takes courage to believe that every small step that you make matters, even if you don't see the results immediately. And I think that's key. It takes courage to be consistent and to not give up, even when giving up seems like the easier option. And I'll tell you what, the way my office is arranged at the gym, I'm sort of in what I call the Trish Bowl. It's a big fishbowl, essentially. I'm a corner office and it's completely glass. And it's really cool because in front of me is our personal training area. So I have 28 trainers and I see them interacting with client after client all day long. And it is just absolutely outstanding what happens when I see people transform month after month. And I don't get to see the interaction. I don't get to hear the conversations. I don't know what's really going on in those people's lives, but I'm telling you, I can watch a client develop and unfold in front of my eyes week after week as they have the courage to stay consistent to their goals. And I think where we give up courage a lot in fitness is that we get frustrated. And we get frustrated when we don't see immediate success, or when we have setbacks, or when we're battling binge eating and we don't know why and we thought we were over it, or when we just don't have motivation, or whatever your setback might be. It takes courage to walk in and stay consistent. And that's what I admire. I watch these people, and it's funny, they probably think I do nothing all day. I actually sit and admire all the personal growth that they do. And it's just absolutely incredible. Those are the people, the courage to be consistent and the courage to be kind to yourself throughout your fitness journey and as you build towards your goal is what makes a champion. And champions aren't the people who win things. Champions are people who are heroes. And courage is the core of a hero. As far as nutrition goes, there's a lot of ways that I've learned to be a little bit more courageous with my nutrition. I mean, first and foremost is admitting that I battled nutrition. I had to have the courage, like I said earlier. It's one of the biggest steps I've ever done is telling people that I needed help and telling people that I did not have a good relationship with food. Actually going to get help took courage, and then wanting to write a book about it and to blog about it and to help others is what I really feel my mission in life is. So, you know, that was the first nutritional step of courage that took for me. And you'll find that the more personal and vulnerable you are with other people, the more universal you will be. That people are going to be able to connect with you, because we have so much in common, but we hide our pain because we think we're alone and we're not. So I urge you, share with others. Have the courage to share your ups and downs with others. Have the courage to find an accountability partner if you're going through a diet or nutrition, or if maybe you struggle with disordered eating or an eating disorder. Have the courage to tell people that you need some help or you want some support, or that you're willing to support someone. I mean, I think there's some self-reflection that goes on in just knowing yourself. Even to this day, I know that one of my set-offs is weighing myself. I used to be obsessive about the scale. I'm not even going to tempt myself. It's like an alcoholic walking into a bar. They won't do it. I won't step on a scale. To the effect that it took me, this was a really courageous move I had to make when I first decided I wanted to be healthy mentally. When I go to a doctor, and I've been doing this for about 10 years now, every time I go to a doctor, I tell the nurse, hi, I have a history of an eating disorder. One of my triggers is seeing the number on the scale. Please don't let me see the number. It's healthier for me, and I'd rather not have any setbacks or get a compulsive again. And they've always respected it. I turn around on the scale. I don't have to worry about the number. I know I feel good. I know where I'm at. I can always tell where I'm at anyways by looking at myself in the mirror. And I just know myself. I've the courage to speak up and say my weakness is knowing the specific number on the scale. Because then I get competitive with myself. And then when I get competitive, I go to a dark place. So be courageous in your weaknesses. Be okay with them. Courage to try new foods is really, really essential if you're looking at changing your health. If you're trying to make a healthy lifestyle change and you need to incorporate better foods, the courage to try new foods is going to be really, really essential in this process, because you might be used to a very specific, high-carb, starchy, processed, all-American diet. And if you really want to achieve balance in your body and in your health and in how you feel and in your energy levels, I really urge you to try new foods. You need to try new international foods and be open to different tastes and open to different textures and open to different styles of eating, whether it's going to be gluten-free or whether you're going to go absolutely no processed foods or organic, or just start, or even be opening to starting to introduce those is a big step. I think it takes a lot of courage to make a better choice around others. So I was at work yesterday, actually, and I was typing on my computer. It was a community computer. And behind me, it was someone's birthday. It was a coworker's birthday. And they were passing around cupcakes. Now, there were a couple women who were on a diet. And they've been battling weight loss forever. And especially at a gym, it's a little bit hard to do. It's a sensitive subject when you are working at a gym, but you'd like to lose weight, and you can't seem to lose weight, even when you have all the tools available. So I do my best to support these ladies. And one of them came by and offered, and I say offered, I really mean peer pressured the other two ladies into have a cupcake. Guys, here's some cupcake. It's so-and-so's birthday. How could you resist a cupcake? And it's amazing to watch what happens. It's just this peer pressure that happens. The one girl said, no thanks. The person offering cupcakes insisted again. Well, come on, guys, I ate one. Why don't you eat one as well? And then finally, the one girl that is trying really hard stood up and said, no, I need to walk away, because I can't have somebody forcing food on me or making me feel guilty for not participating in sugar. And so, making a decision to say, no, I'm actually choosing to be healthy, and not letting other people guilt you into participating in bad food choices, especially in the office place. I think this happens all the time. People tease you for eating healthy. People tease you because they feel bad about their own choices. Do not let them drag you down. Have the courage to stand up and stay true to you and what you have committed to do for yourself. Finally, the last thing I'm going to say about courage and nutrition is, in reference to emotional eating, if you're an emotional eater, I think it takes a tremendous amount of courage to say, I struggle with emotional eating. Because it's a little bit raw. It makes you vulnerable. A lot of people you think wouldn't understand it, but the reality is there's a huge amount of people, a lot of people that battle emotional eating but feel like no one knows that and no one would understand. And so first and foremost, to admit that maybe you are an emotional eater. Secondly, the second step to that step two of that courage, is to start asking yourself, and be willing to ask yourself and dig deep into the pain that you feel that you're emotionally trying to cover up. What is that pain that you are covering up? Identify the deeper emotions that you're craving or covering up. And why are you covering that up with food? And this is something I have to ask myself. I go to places, I get to points where I am an emotional eater. And I have to stop myself, have the courage to stop and to courage to believe in myself and say, Trish, what is really going on? What are you really craving? What is really painful? What are you covering up? You're either covering up or craving something. So which of the two is it? Because food is not the answer. Food is not the answer. And, you know, first to admit that you have emotional eating or that you battle it is the first step in healing and controlling it. Guys, we have to celebrate each step of courage that you take. Courage is a decision, one that you practice daily, and that it's going to become easier with time as you practice it over and over. If you want to do anything in life, you must be bold and courage. It's something I pray for every single day. It's a daily prayer of mine. I need to be courageous, especially if I want to have an impact on the world and I want to motivate or encourage or inspire other people to be able to do great things with their life. I need to have the courage to speak up about my own life so that I can share some motivation and encourage others. Think about courage, the word courage, and the word encourage. It takes courage to encourage someone else. And when we feel encouraged, it's someone that is inspiring us, inspiring the courage that's within us. I just think it's a cool, cool word, courage and encourage. It takes courage to believe in yourself. And it certainly takes courage to simply be yourself. So I want you to think about, what is it about you that you're not living out consistently? Who are you? And what makes you you? Identify 5 things that make you you. Now, once you identify them, write them down. Write those character traits down and then ask yourself, am I living this out? Am I actually having the courage to be myself? I think this is something that a lot of us struggle with. And I think when I think about people who I'm magnetized towards, women or men that I admire in my life, and I think about what is the commonality? What is the one trait that ties them together? And I really sit and think about it. The common tie and the glue that binds them all is the fact that they are all unapologetically themselves. They've self-reflected enough to know who they are, and then they live who they are out as much as they can every single day. And that's my challenge for you. It's my challenge for myself every single day. It takes courage to believe that you can do anything that you set your mind to. And it's something my mother gave me, and I'm so grateful for it. She encouraged me to always have the courage to do whatever it is that I set my mind to. And if my mom can give that gift to me, I can give that gift to you. Because I truly believe if you are yourself and you believe in yourself, if you have the courage to do those 2 things and you live those things out, then you truly can do anything that you want to or set your mind to, whatever that goal in life is for you. You know, and it takes a lot of courage to start something even when you don't know what the next step is. And I think that's what stops a lot of us from taking action. We don't want to take action because we know what step 1 is, but we don't know what step 2, 3, 4, or 5 is. We don't need to know 2, 3, 4, or 5. You need to start with step 1, and then once you're at step 1, you're going to figure out what step 2 is. But so many of us allow fear to get in of going, I don't know steps 5, 1 through 5, so I'm not going to start. Courage and boldness lies in starting, even though you don't maybe know where you're going. Start believing yourself. Start taking action. Start staying committed. Start really being yourself. And then you're going to see what the next step is for you after that. It takes courage to love. It takes courage to trust. And it honestly, guys, it takes courage to choose living joyfully over living stressed. And I think a lot of you are already doing this. You probably are acting out a lot of this. But maybe you don't realize that it's courage, just like my mom doesn't realize how courageous she really is. I see it differently. Start seeing the courage and identifying the ways that you are courageous in your life now. Celebrate those things because you're already starting to do them. Once you celebrate something and you acknowledge that it is within you, you can start developing it and letting it grow and shine. Like I said, that fire, it's lit. It's going to keep burning if you foster it. I really believe if you want to positively impact the people and the world around you, if you want to live a legacy, if you want to live a story worth telling, you have to lead your life with courage. And I think we can all do it. So I'm going to leave you with the question of the episode. Question of the episode is what I actually started with. It is, what is the most courageous thing that you have ever done in your life to this point? And if you want, you can make that twofold. You can make it an emotional courage, and you can make it physical courage. Just like I said, my physical courage was showing up in France, ready to conquer the world with nowhere to go. My emotional courage was deciding to write a book that shared my darkest secrets to help others. So what is the most courageous thing that you have ever done in your life until this point? Now, what is second question for you? So what is the thing in your life right now that you most wish you had the courage to pursue wholeheartedly? What is it that you really wish you could take that first step of action on? Maybe it's just believing in yourself. Maybe it's really following through on a goal. Maybe it's starting a new business. Whatever that is, identify it. And I urge you this week, as you self-reflect, you start taking that first step of action. Believe that you have the courage to start taking that action. So I'm just going to close with some housekeeping notes. Guys, thanks so much for hanging in with me today. I feel like I said the word courage like 500 times, so if you got bored of it, my apologies. Thank you guys for everybody who has subscribed. The subscribers are just, I appreciate your faithfulness to this message. I appreciate the support. You guys are the people who are emailing me and telling me that you're getting something from this podcast are the reason I keep putting these episodes out. So thank you. We all need support and encouragement. And you guys make me feel encouraged and supported, so thank you for that. A couple people actually did ask me, how can I support this show? And I will have the link available in show notes, but it costs me a couple $100 a year to keep the hosting site for these episodes. If you'd like to help fund that, the $200 to fund that, I found about a website called GoFundMe. You can go to www.gofundme, that's GoFundMe.com/1CL5RC. And that's going to take you, I'm going to repeat that, /1CL5RC. And that's going to take you directly to a link where you can, you know, if you want to donate $5 or $10, whatever, $1 to help support this show, appreciate it. Helps me pay for all the hosting. And that's awesome. It's something I want to provide for you guys for free. And if you know, for those of you who have asked how you can be of help, this is a great way. If you don't want to go through that link, go to my show notes. I'm going to have it posted under trishblackwell.com. There should be a podcast tab, so you can access all my show notes there, or beautifulbodybistro.com, which is my blog. And there's a podcast tab there as well. And I'm going to try to post show notes so that you can always refer back to what was the question of the episode. And finally, if you haven't gotten my 10-day From the Inside Out video coaching series, it's 10 days of videos. They're how to change your life and your thought life from the inside out. It's free. I'd love to send it out to you. You can go to trishblackwell.com and just opt into the newsletter slot. Or if you want me to subscribe you myself, you can just send me an email with your email. Send me an email at trish@trishblackwell.com. Again, it's free. I just want to help support your growth and your growth of your confidence. And oh, and I almost forgot, the exciting news that I have is that I am going to unroll November 15th. I'm unrolling confidence coaching, and it's going to be available on my website. And I'm freaking excited. It's going to be a 30-day confidence coaching program that includes some coaching calls from me and some really, really deep thinking. There are going to be videos and audio boot camp and some really cool self-reflective worksheets. And it's going to take you to the next level and taking action on your goals and taking action on your confidence. So again, confidence coaching, my goal date is November 15th, 2012 launch. Let me know if you're interested beforehand, if you want me to reserve a spot. Because of the number of people that I'm going to make it available to, and because it does involve coaching calls, I do need to limit the amount of people who can participate per month. So if you are interested, send me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com, and I can pre-reserve a spot for you. And guys, I just go have a great day. Go have a great day. Go be confident. Go be courageous. And most importantly, go love the skin that you're in today. Thanks for hanging out. I'll see you guys next episode.
Thanks for listening to From the Inside Out. We hope that you feel empowered, inspired, and ready to conquer life with confidence. To connect more with Trish, give her a shout on Twitter at @TrainerTrish or on the web at trishblackwell.com. Now get out there and be yourself.